Deutsche Welle, Africa Link.
It's 7:05 in Bathurst, Gambia, and here in Bonn, Germany, it's 8:05. Good morning and welcome to Africa Link. I am Abubakar Jallo. Coming up, newly elected chairman of African Union, Robert Mugabe, pledges AU support to fight the Islamist group Boko Haram.
We wish to express our full support for the efforts of the member countries of the Lake Chad Basin Commission to combat the Boko Haram terrorist group.
Liberia postpones reopening of schools, citing this as one of the reasons for the delay.
We're still trying to get the Ebola materials to various schools, logistical arrangements. We're still trying to disinfect some of the schools.
And we head to Ghana to join fans of the Black Stars in their 3-0 victory over the Sili Nacional of La Guinea. All coming up in the next 25 minutes. Stay tuned.
Top story.
The Nigerian army has repelled a Boko Haram assault on the key northeastern city of Maiduguri. This comes as the new head of the African Union and president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, called for concerted efforts in dealing with the insurgency. Boko Haram has stepped up its attacks on the borders of Nigeria, Cameroon and Chad, thereby threatening stability in the region. Mugabe made the call at the two-day summit of African heads of state in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. Among other things, the heads of state also discussed the peace process in South Sudan. From Addis Ababa, Koletawa Johi reports.
As expected, matters of peace and security topped the agenda of the 24th African Union summit in Ethiopia. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, who took over the rotating function as AU chair, announced the member states had agreed to redouble their efforts to eliminate violence. The bloc was especially concerned about the resurgence of conflict in Libya, Mali, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, Somalia and the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mugabe said. The year 2014 saw a number of attacks by groups such as Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab. The AU has endorsed a 7,500 joint task force by the countries affected by Boko Haram, Mugabe said in his function as AU chair.
We wish to express our full support for the efforts of the member countries of the Lake Chad Basin Commission and Benin in particular for the establishment of the multinational joint task force to combat the Boko Haram terrorist group.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the United Nations is ready to fully cooperate with the African Union against terrorist groups like Boko Haram.
No grievances or cause justifies terror. At the same time, let us remember that counter-terror efforts that fail to respect human rights can make the problem worse.
The member states at the summit also condemned Morocco for continuing to occupy West Sahara. Mugabe again.
All parties to the conflict to continue negotiations without preconditions and in good faith, with a view to achieving a just, lasting, mutually acceptable political situation which will provide for the self-determination of the people of Western Sahara.
The bloc also adopted the framework of Agenda 2063, a strategic plan for inclusive growth and sustainable development for the continent in the coming decade. The summit has also agreed to leverage the continent's natural resources for the benefit of the African people. The African leaders also adopted a report on alternative sources of funding. Mugabe said over 70% of the AU budget was foreign-funded and therefore unsustainable. The report, chaired by former President of Nigeria Olusegun Obasanjo, recommends that Africa uses more means to source its own funding for its own projects, such as by imposing taxes on airline tickets, hotel stays and text messages. But this proposal has been criticized by member states in the past as it would hurt their tourism sectors. The African leaders have also expressed full solidarity with Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone, the hardest hit countries by the Ebola virus. The summit has agreed to renew the mandate of the AU support for Ebola in West Africa and accelerate efforts to establish the African Center for Disease Control and Prevention to enhance Africa's preparedness and response to such diseases.
Coletta Wanjohi reporting. The summit comes at a time when the African continent has many challenges, which include insecurity and the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. So how successful was the summit? To answer that question, Sarah Stefan spoke to Solomon Daso from the Institute for Security Studies, ISS, in Addis Ababa.
One of the major agenda items was the adoption of Agenda 2063. It is a development vision and then blueprint for Africa for the next 50 years. So that is one of the central items as far as the summit is concerned. And then the issue of alternative source of funding that has been also on the cards in AU discussions and debates. These, broadly speaking, are some of the major highlights. And then you have others that specifically concern peace and security issues, which have also been high on the agenda. And one of them concerns the fight against Boko Haram.
Has the AU demonstrated a new sense of unity with the agreement on a regional force to fight Boko Haram?
That's right. I think the issue of Boko Haram has become a high-level issue within the continental decision-making bodies, at the level of the Peace and Security Council, as well as at the level of the African Union Assembly, heads of state and government meeting. And the countries affected by Boko Haram, particularly such as Niger, Chad, Cameroon, they have been advocating for a firm, strong collective action against Boko Haram.
Now, you've already mentioned the discussions about alternate funding. The African leaders have also agreed on new taxes on airline tickets, hotel stays and text messages. Will the bloc's bid to seek financial independence from foreign donors be a successful one?
I think that one will take quite a bit of time. There is now a decision, but that decision also stipulates that if member states do not wish to use those identified sources of funding, they can propose alternative sources, other sources of funding, on the basis of which they use for purpose of contribution for the African Union finances.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe was appointed to the AU's rotating chair. Could this potentially complicate matters with Europe and the US?
There is definitely anticipation that it could create a PR problem for the African Union, and also at the level of the representation of the African Union in international forums. It's usually the chairperson of the African Union Assembly that plays the role of representing the African Union in international forums, such as the G20 and others. Given that there are a number of European countries and the United States having serious issues with President Mugabe and his government, then there is a possibility of the President Mugabe's appointment as chair of the African Union creating a problem.
Solomon Daso from the ISS in Addis Ababa.
Get the stories that are shaping the continent here on Africa Link.
Liberia appears to be winning the battle against Ebola, as there are now only 5 confirmed cases across the country. However, the government has said it is delaying the reopening of schools because they are not yet fully prepared to prevent the spread of the disease. The country shut down all school doors at the peak of the epidemic in July last year, fearing further spread of the virus. Isaac Mugabe has been speaking to Isaac Johnson, Liberia's Deputy Minister of Information and Public Affairs. He starts by telling us the reasons for the postponement.
Principally, we are trying to carry on orientation. Orientation in the sense that we're trying to provide training opportunities for teachers as well as some students, giving an orientation as to how to basically make use of the Ebola protocols. And so second thing is we're still trying to get the Ebola materials to various school logistical arrangements. We're still trying to disinfect some of the schools. But basically, orientation, registration, and those things are ongoing. We are hopeful that within the next 2 weeks, we should start real academic activities. And so, but within 2 weeks, we should have teachers in the classrooms. I mean, just the basic thing to make sure that the schools are safe.
Now, the Ebola epidemic has caused tremendous human suffering and much economic hardship. What plans does the government have to help parents who can't pay school-related costs such as tuition fees and uniforms?
Well, what the government has done is to vigorously enforce the free compulsory primary education, meaning from kindergarten all the way to ninth grade, which is the primary session, will be free. So parents are just supposed to send those children to the public school free of charge.
Are there any plans for special counseling for the thousands of Ebola orphans whose lives have changed dramatically since they were last at school?
Oh, yes. The Ministry of Gender and Social Protection, Child and Social Protection, is basically leading the government efforts in that direction. They've been able to capture close to 900 children in their database. And those children who are being captured in their database are going to be catered to, meaning that they will be able to, you know, intervene, make sure they got their books, make sure they got help them to get tuition, get them to the school. And so, but they're working, the Ministry of Gender is seriously working with them. But broadly speaking, yes, those children are supposed to be catered to. The government has been able to capture a vast majority of them in its database, and they will definitely be catered to.
Isaac Jackson, Liberia's Deputy Minister of Information and Public Affairs. Now to football. Ghana's Black Stars beat the Sili National of La Guinea 3-0 in the ongoing Africa Cup of Nations in Equatorial Guinea. Ghana has made its way into the semifinals of the Africa Cup of Nations. The fans back home have hopes that their team will win the cup. DW's Isaac Kaleji watched the match with some crazy, I must say, crazy football enthusiast, and sent this report.
It was deafening before the start of the match between Ghana and Guinea as I joined soccer fans at this spot in the capital Accra to watch the game. Supporters of Ghana's Black Stars were highly confident their team would beat Guinea. Then the jubilations became wilder when the Black Stars started scoring. The jubilation continued for every single goal the Black Stars scored. Ghanaians who watched the match with me were excited about the performance of the team.
Apart from the first game, I've been impressed by all the games we played so far. And now I believe in the Black Stars. I believe we can lift this cup.
So far, so good. I'm happy for them. I wish they win. They win the cup.
The next opponent for Ghana's Black Stars is host nation Equatorial Guinea. For sports analyst Dennis Mepori, the Stars can go further to win the tournament, but he warns they have to be cautious.
The team under Avram Grant has been able to remodel itself, reinvent itself. We've seen a lot more competition for places in the side, and we've seen that in the victory against Guinea today, that I'm sure that we'll have a cracking contest in the semi-final, because it will be the host nation with their home crowd against the quality of the Black Stars under a new... Once we're able to eliminate the host nation, we will get to the final, and whichever team we meet, I'm sure, very sure that Ghana will prove a genuine contender for the title.
Until the next game, the signal here in Ghana is sheer excitement from soccer fans.
Isaac Kaleji reporting. And now, here is another segment of our Learning by Ear series, Crossroads Generation.
Deutsche Welle, Learning by Ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hi there, and welcome back to the third season of Crossroads Generation, our ongoing radio drama.
We're standing at the crossroads. We're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future stands today.
This is the 16th episode entitled Aftermath. Before we start, let's look back at what happened last time. Mercy's father Msoto was involved in a case of illegal adoption 4 years ago. He sold his newborn baby to the wealthy politician Mukaraba. Now the case is in court, and Soto has testified against Mukaraba. But Mukaraba is determined to leave the courtroom a free man, with a little help.
Your Honor, I have a message for you from the Honorable Mukaraba. He asked me to tell you to go easy on the baby case.
Well then, give this money back to the Honorable Mukaraba. and tell him that he will have to come and see me in person if he wants my help.
In the meantime, 18-year-old Mercy was having a good time with her friend Tina from university. They went out to have a drink while Mercy's mother was taking care of Mercy's 3-year-old daughter. On their way back, Tina wanted to teach Mercy how to drive a car.
I'm doing it! I'm driving! This is fine!
Helen! Wait! Watch the road! Stay on this side!
Oh dear!
The brake! The brake! Stop on the brake!
Let's join them right there to find out what happened.
Oh no! What happened?
Mercy, I told you to step on the brake, not the accelerator.
I'm sorry, it moved so fast, I hope it didn't hurt anyone.
Shit, the driver of the other car.
What? Is he hurt? Is he...
No, he's coming over.
Oh my God. Oh my God, what do we do, Tina? What do we do?
Don't panic. Okay. Let's just get out and talk to you. Okay. Let me do the talking.
Are you girls okay? Are you hurt?
No, we're okay.
What were you doing driving on the wrong side of the road? You're lucky I swerved just in time.
You're right. We are all very lucky. I suggest...
Hey, what's with your friend? Is she okay?
Yes.
Why isn't she speaking?
I think she's just shaken.
And what's that smell?
What smell?
Hey, are you girls drunk?
Sir, I'm sure we can solve this little problem.
Little problem. You can talk. Your car only has a small scratch, but mine is ruined.
Ruined? Come on, it's hardly scratched. Oh no, shit!
What happened here? Is anyone hurt? Fortunately not, officer, but these two scraped my car. They seem to be drunk.
All right, guys, show me your driving licenses, please.
Sir, my friend forgot hers at home, but here's mine.
Were you the one driving?
No, but...
So be quiet and let her speak. Where's your driving license?
I...
You were driving without a license?
No, I mean...
Are you drunk?
Sir, she...
I told you to shut your mouth.
Sorry.
Hey, you. I asked you a question. Have you been drinking?
Just a tiny bit.
All right. You are under arrest for drunk driving and driving without a license.
Oh, no. Please, officer. I have some money. We can solve this another way, can't we?
I told you to shut up. Now you are under arrest too for attempting to bribe an officer.
Shit!
Phew. Out of the office at last. Took me hours to finish those documents.
Hello, Judge Ray.
Oh, my God. Mr. Makaraba, you almost gave me a heart attack.
Sorry about that, Your Honor.
What are you doing here this time of the evening?
You suggested that I should come myself if I wanted your help. Well, here I am.
It took you long enough. Why didn't you come to my office during working hours?
I know you're a busy man. And so am I. No need to waste each other's time.
I see.
So tell me, why did you want me to come in person?
Because it's a very delicate matter, and I need to be sure that this is not a trick.
No trick. I'm offering you a good 50,000. And there's the little matter of the promotion that's escaped you over the years. Or so I've heard.
If that is what you heard.
Judge Ray, I know a lot of people in high places. If you help me, I might put in a good word for you about that promotion you've been looking for.
Done.
All right. So, here you are.
Thank you, Mr. Mukaraba. It was good doing business with you.
Likewise. Goodbye then, Judge Ray.
Just what I was hoping for.
Dadu, help me wash these dishes, okay?
Why is it always me who has to help?
Where is your brother, Banda?
He's gone out to meet Dad.
What? I told your father that I didn't want him to take you to his prayer meetings.
Why can't he go there?
Because I say so.
I don't want him to go there either. All he talks about now is King Karubu. He doesn't even want to play football anymore. But I don't care. I can play with Sam after school.
Who's this Sam I keep hearing about? Is she in your class?
Yes. The other boys say she can't play football. But that's not true. She knows some good kicks because of her brothers.
You two had better stay out of mischief. Hello?
Hello. Am I speaking to Mama Mercy?
Yes. Who is this?
My name is Tina. I'm Mercy's friend. And
what about Mercy?
We were involved in a car accident.
What? Is she okay? Where is she?
She's fine. But she was arrested. She's at the police station.
At the police station? Why?
Hit somebody. She was driving.
Oh my God. When did she start driving? And in whose car? I don't understand. Hello? Hello? Now what is all this?
Visiting time is limited. You have 10 minutes to speak to your daughter.
Mom, thank you so much for coming.
Mercy, what were you thinking? When did you start drinking?
I don't drink.
Don't you lie to me. And what were you thinking driving a car? Drunk. You don't even have a license. You judge your father. But what do? The very same thing. You drink and end up in a police cell, exactly like him.
I just had a drink with a friend, Mom. I'm so sorry about what happened afterwards. But nobody got hurt.
Yes, and I'm grateful for that. But I am so disappointed in you. I thought you were smart. I thought you were responsible. You have a daughter, Mercy. Have you thought about her?
I'm sorry, Mom. I just wanted to have some fun for once.
Life is not about fun, Mercy. I work hard to help you go to university while I take care of your daughter. Do you think this is fun?
Mom, it won't happen again. I promise.
I should hope not. Because if you carry on like this, I won't support you anymore.
Mom, please.
They want a lot of money for your bail. And to repair the car you hit. I don't have that kind of money.
But what about Dad?
I did tell him about it, but I haven't heard from him since. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye, Mercy.
Please, Mom. Don't go.
Back to the cells.
And that's how we end it for today. But the story continues on our webpage, where Tina's latest video blog is waiting for you. If you want to know how she's feeling after the accident, log on to dw.de/LBE. And tune in next time to find out how things develop for Mercy and how her boyfriend Nikki reacts when he finds out she's being held at the police station. Take care.
We're standing at the crossroads. We're looking for our way. Crossroads generation. Our future starts today.
Decisions every day, lots of lessons on the way.
Change directions.
Press the start, even if it might seem hard.
It's up, but we can do it.
Our life is in our hands.
It's up, but we can do it.
Our life is in our hands. Whatever road we take and whatever choice we make.
Let's be inspired by the future that we want to be great.
It's up, but we can do it.
Our life is in our hands.
It's up, but we can do it.
Our life is in our hands.
We're standing at the crossroads. Which way are we gonna take? Which will take us to the top, and which one leads astray?
Now, a reminder of the main stories. Zimbabwe's president and current African Union chairman, Robert Mugabe, has pledged AU support to fight the Islamist group Boko Haram. Liberia has delayed the reopening of schools, saying they are not yet prepared to prevent the spread of the virus. We've also been hearing football fans in Ghana full of praises for their team after it beat Sili Nacional of Guinea to advance to the semi-final stage of the Africa Cup of Nations. That's it for this edition of Africa Link. For comments and suggestions, send an email to feedback.africa@dw.de, a letter to Africa Link, DW 53110 Bonn, Germany, or a text message to country code +49 160 957 59510. I am Abubakar Jallo. I will be again with you tomorrow. Do tune in if you can. For now, have a pleasant day.